Paul needed this night. He wouldn't say it out loud. He wasn't the type to complain. But the past few weeks at work had drained every ounce of him. Being the lead operator at a major enterprise wasn't easy. Every day was decision after decision, hiring, firing, making sure departments ran right. He carried the pressure in his shoulders, in the tightness of his jaw, in the way he drove home later and later. So when Ava suggested a simple movie night, something in him felt relief. Something normal. Something soft. They had already settled into their seats, Ava to his right, the boys flanking them, the theater buzzing with chatter and the smell of buttered popcorn, when Noah decided he wanted more.
"Paul,"
Ava whispered, already digging into her purse.
"It's your turn. Noah wants more popcorn."
Noah nodded eagerly, clutching his empty bucket like it betrayed him. Paul sighed, but there was a small, tired smile behind it.
"All right, come on,"
he said, pushing himself out of the seat. "Daddy, I'm coming too." Liam jumped up before Paul could respond. The three of them made their way out into the lobby, weaving through the groups of families and couples. The popcorn stand was still lit bright, and behind the counter stood the girl who helped them the first time, Lydia. She remembered them instantly, especially the boys. Kids have the kind of faces you don't forget easily, and she had one of those warm, kind expressions that stuck with you just as easily. Paul stepped forward.
"Two large popcorns, please."
Before he could say anything else, her eyes landed on Noah.
"So you ate all your popcorn already, little man?"
Noah grinned shyly, nodding. Paul glanced at her, slightly surprised she remembered, but not in any kind of flattered way, just acknowledging it.
"Oh, I'm..."
She started to apologize.
"That's okay."
Paul cut in gently, firm but not rude. She smiled, and Noah mirrored her, whispering, "Thank you, miss." Lydia handed over the popcorns, her hands quick and practiced from long hours. She had no idea that this simple interaction, this two-minute moment, would change anything. To her, they were just another family. To Paul, she was just another worker doing her job.
"Keep the change,"
he told her, sliding the bills across the counter before taking the buckets. There was no lingering look, no pause, no spark. Just a man tired from weeks of work, heading back to his wife and children.